flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
And welcome to a Friday morning on the Steakhouse. My name's Steak. That's Sandra. We got 2 hours.
And we're gonna
give you 2 hours. We're gonna give it. We're gonna pour it out. It's gonna come out of our pour. It's gonna come from our pores. We're gonna just deliver it. Everything we have. What do we have left? No load management. I've been here 5 days this week, working 2 hours a day.
Woo!
I'm exhausted. I mean, these two hours.
Wellness check on Mr. Shapiro.
I know, really intense. But get the Odyssey app. If you don't have the app, I think you can listen to the Super Bowl on the app, if I'm not mistaken. But regardless, I know you can listen to every single show. I know you can listen to all our games. I know you can listen to Atlanta United, Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta Falcons, NFL, Super Bowls, all that stuff. Get the Odyssey app. It is what's right for you. And as I mentioned before, a radio station gets its wings every time you listen to us on the app. How are you doing? How's the rest of your week? Haven't seen you in a couple of days.
Well, I was here Wednesday. I enjoyed yesterday with Rusty about the high school. The high school sports conversation is warm and fuzzy for everybody. It just takes you back to a place, being in a gym. Like you said, you had to see him in a gym. Like in that,
yeah,
high school
it was a good it was very cool. A good pivot with football ending.
Yeah,
what are we gonna do to keep the audience and folks love to talk about watching great players in high school? So that thing took off on social, right? This chat. I was trying to follow my ChatGPT. I said, "How do I make my sports talk show more entertaining?" They told me you got to have segments, you got to be witty, you got to be a good storyteller, you got to have topics, you got to have strong opinions. I'm trying to follow.
You're doing a heck of a job.
Yeah, my ChatGPT outline. So, no, it's been a fun week. I have breaking news. I was holding it, but I mean, I can't hold it any longer. So last night, I played about 2.5 hours of tennis doubles over in Vinings with my buddy David Marvin and LaScala, my buddy Mike LaScala, and some other guys. And it's 8:30, 8:40 at night. I'm really hungry. I barely ate all day, and it was like, let's go get wings.
Ooh.
Okay? I went to a restaurant in Vinings, like right there, not far from Cumberland and the ballpark and all that. This place has been here for 30. I've been here for 30 years. This restaurant's been here for 30 years. I didn't even know it existed. I didn't know there was a restaurant in Atlanta that's been here for 30 years that I've never been to. You ever heard of Lassiter's?
Lassiter's used to
dive.
Go all the time.
Dude, that
holy cigarette smoke. It used to be
they
just
still have cigarette machine.
Heck yeah.
So we both looked at each other and we're like, That's a good sign of a dive bar. There's the cigarette. Now, they don't smoke in there anymore, but there's a machine in there, and they're doing trivia night.
They're known for trivia. They also do music bingo. They were one of the few bars that started music bingo in Atlanta.
I mean,
and great wings and great fries and great
greatest wings. Important than that, woo! I'm like, I've been here for 3 decades. This place, I didn't even know the name. I didn't know it existed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it'd be a restaurant that I had not been to.
Yeah.
And that was the ultimate dive bar experience.
I love it.
And I was not on the Ozempic diet last night, I promise you that. just inhaled.
Oh, that warms my heart.
Cheese steak and wings and Lassiter's. I mean, dude, with the golden tees and the pool table. Because my buddy knew it.
He's like,
and we were playing tennis and Vinings at this little neighborhood tennis club. And it was like 8:30 and the loser had to pay. And I had lost, so I was like, where are we going? He's like, dude, Lassiter's. I was like, what's Lassiter's? He's like, it's just a wing dive, but it's more than that. I loved it. What I love more is I found a place I'd never been to. So shout out to Lassiter's, first visit of all time, whenever you can find something you haven't been to. Anyways, all right, should we do our 9 at 9? Now the important stuff is out of the way. I mean, the critical.
We also should mention that Chef Ford Fry, is coming in for the 10 o'clock hour. I know we're talking Valentine's and steakhouses, but he's just interesting and wonderful.
Yeah,
and
I mean, he's a compelling guest no matter what the topic is. So we'll do our show. But if you don't know who Ford Fry is, Little Ray, Super Rica, The Optimist, Marcel, Little Sparrow,
Bar Blanc.
Restaurant 246, mm-hmm. Bar Blanc. I mean, the guy is a monster. Rocket Farm Restaurants. He's probably the number one restaurateur, maybe in the Southeast. And he's got places now all over the he's just a fascinating dude. So, great friend of the show, Ford Fry, in studio, coming up.
Trae Young gets snubbed by the All-Star reserve list.
Can somebody explain the amount of the different combination of folks that are voting on that? Is it the coaches?
It's the fans. There's the fan votes.
Yeah.
Which he placed fifth, I believe,
yeah,
in fan
guards,
votes.
Yes.
In guards. And then there's the coaches vote. I don't
so
know
they
if
combine
they
combine them. Do you know how does that do you have it?
Yeah, so the as far as the starters go, that's determined 50% by fan vote, 25% by current NBA players, and 25% by
I don't care about the starters.
The reserves are selected by NBA head coaches.
It's completely up to the coaches.
Okay.
That's the answer.
Thank you. So the coaches stuck it to him. Again.
And Trey's tweet actually says, now it should be known as getting trade. T-R-A-E-D. And he's laughing. He goes, we'll get there sometime.
Yeah,
I like his attitude because...
But he's not laughing. I mean, he's laughing. I know.
No, he's not laughing. And he also was, I believe, missed 11 of 16 shots last night after he gets word at 6:30 as the Hawks lose again, 7th straight to the Cavs, 137.
This is an unbelievable losing streak.
Yeah, it's bad.
This is an unbelievable losing streak. And it's, as I said all week long, there is no end in sight. Not if you look at the schedule. Not if you look at the injuries. Not if you look at Jalen Johnson out for the year. Let's get to Trae Young. If we're talking high school sports, I'm going to defer to Rusty and to Day-Day. If we're talking racing, NASCAR, Braves fandom, I'm going to turn to Sandra, among other things, right? Now, there's a lot of places I will not defer on basketball. I know basketball. This is a sham. Trae Young is a talent. He is definitely one of the top 24 players in the NBA. His combination of scoring and passing is about as unique as it gets. He is a definition of what an all-star. He is a unique talent, and the only reason his point scores totals are down this year is because he's trying to be a better leader. His assist numbers are insane.
He leads the NBA in assists.
Yeah, and
so
it's...
I feel like if you're leading any category in the NBA, an all-star.
He's a phenomenal, one of the best I've ever seen. He's also a phenomenal scorer. He's also a clutch player. They have stats on clutch shots late in games. He scores extremely high there. Coaches don't like him. They don't think he's a team player. He wasn't even considered for the Olympic team when they were talking to all kinds of guys in that team. And then they took, who'd they take? Two guys from the Celtics, I guess, because they play better D. Although you could argue that Derek White and
Drew
Holiday.
Yes.
Trey Young's better than Drew Holiday right now, I promise you.
You're just going to have to tell me when we get into it who you would take off the list.
Right now, Tyler Hero. Okay. You want Tyler Hero to build a team with? You want Trey Young? You want Trey Young? I mean, come on. This is a joke. Yeah, Tyler Hero should not be in there over Trey Young. I'll tell you, Damian Lillard, it's a little bit on his past than it is on his current. It's just, he's an all-star. Trey Young is a friggin' all-star, so he got screwed. That's all. And it doesn't help they've lost seven in a row right when the voting is happening, right?
That's exactly right. So. One of the coolest things I've seen on the internets was when Miguel Almirón returned to Atlanta tonight at the International Terminal, and Joe Patrick, who is our teammate here, was there, put the video out. Hundreds and hundreds of fans lined up, gets out, and they're cheering, and he starts signing. It's super,
wild.
Super
It's absolutely
cool.
Wild.
Yeah.
They're doing Atlanta United cheers and chants. They're on the other side of the rope as you get up at the International Terminal. There's also somebody who had a portrait made, an art, some kind of piece of art, welcome home.
So
Miggy.
Great.
I mean, this wasn't like Randix dudes with United shirts on.
No, and according to Joe, he said that Atlanta United reached out, kind of whispered to a few because they were concerned they didn't want to have thousands of people there because of the important security stuff. So they just leaked it quietly, and it was really, really cool. So
I mean,
that was
a unique Atlanta fan moment. Every MLS franchise, I'm sure, has seen that video and said, wow, that's a good sign. Major sports town, number 6 market in America, and they are lined up for the MLS team.
So great.
That was awesome.
College hoops, just for the end, speaking of basketball, Georgia's at number 4 on Saturday at 4. Number 21, Louisville, comes to McCamish at 3:45 is at Georgia Tech. Louisville, number 21, Louisville.
Okay.
You don't care about that, right?
I mean, I love college basketball. Georgia Tech's going to give me a reason for my nights and days over there.
Senior Bowl, Saturday, 2:30. That's on the NFL Network. As D left that, quote, the Falcons are heavily stressors. So happy to hear that.
Yeah, okay. Scotty,
please get the pass rushers. Justin Tucker, all the wrong reasons. Reportedly, 6 massage therapists came forward, citing inappropriate touching, moving, grooving, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's Deshaun Watson-esque in a lot of ways. He's been banned from numerous massage.
Dating back to 2012.
Like legitimate massage parlors been banned from, right?
Yeah.
And it's super uncomfortable. Now, it happened between 2012 and 2016.
That's right.
One person comes forward. Now he's got a wife and kids. Not a very comfortable situation. NFL is looking into it. Bad look all the way around.
Max Scherzer signs with the Blue Jays. 1 year, $15.5 million. He was being whispered among. Maybe the Braves were interested. And I'll remind you, in 10 days, the Braves pitchers and catchers report.
Hey, does it bother you that Trae Young absolutely has been snubbed, that the coaches have decided, really simple, we don't like you. And because we don't like you, we are going to punish you. Also, Cam Newton, God bless him. Is he showing us who he really is, or is he just playing shock jock? We'll do that. Ford Fry on the way at 10 o'clock. My name's Steak. Her name's Sandra. It's the Steakhouse on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9. How you doing, everybody? We got a radio show here. They give us these microphones, and it blasts all over the state of Georgia. It's like in Augusta. I think we're in Savannah. I think we're in Jasper.
I drove to Milledgeville yesterday and heard the whole thing.
I think we're in Mableton.
All of
it. Where were you?
Milledgeville. Drove down to Milledgeville.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You could hear us the whole way?
The whole way, right.
Were you there? So you listened live, not on the app yesterday?
I listened to the Steakhouse on the app, but I was listening to Andy and Randy and then Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, Mike and Carl. Yeah, they're good.
Real radio. So easy.
Yeah, they're really
good. Hey, speaking of Dukes and Bell, come hang out with them today. They'll be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw from 2 to 7, and we're getting you all set for the weekend. We're going to preview the upcoming Super Bowl. Plus, it's a chance to end your work week with Dukes and Bell. Today, 2 to 7, Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
No question, Cam Newton has elevated his broadcast status. He's landed on ESPN. He was floating around there on FS1 One, I guess it was, or Fox Sports, or spending time when the Skip Bayless show was rocking and rolling. And listen, I've covered Cam for a long time. Do not know him personally. Know a lot of people that have run into him in Atlanta. He's a controversial figure. I'm not a huge fan. I had heard things about him coaching that 7-on-7 team years before that incident broke out. I heard he was banned from a number of those tournaments for the way he was carrying on, and just not stuff that I would say you want to be behaving like in front of high school kids, right? And that he was ultra-competitive but inappropriate, and other people are like, dude, Cam Newton at those tournaments. And then, of course, that whole thing happens when a fight breaks out, right? Wasn't that Day-Day the thing that really got the big pub, right?
Yeah, when the fight broke out with him and the two brothers at one of those events, like you said.
In Atlanta?
Was I think it they 7-on-7? Yeah. Yeah, they were here.
And then he kind of apologizes, but listen, I also know people have gone, and I'm just, I don't know. I almost feel uncomfortable like even talking about anything that's not totally related to this, but folks, he's not an easy guy to come up to if you're a Cam Newton fan. He's in Atlanta. He's got an entourage around him. He's just, I don't know. There's like Charles Barkley, who is salt of the earth, a guy I love and been around. And there's Cam, and Cam is not that. He's not warm and fuzzy. And neither are his comments when he starts talking about other players and everything else. But this was fascinating in terms of a player saying something like this. You know, I don't know, man. I've been covering sports for, 40 years. And I thought it was always about team first, winning a championship, coming together, greater goal. Day-Day has been coaching. He's not far off age-wise from myself, right? It's not that complicated. No. Like, do whatever it takes to win as a team.
Yeah, the ultimate statement, no I in team.
Yeah, which, by the way, he did at Auburn. He's one of the most spectacular college players of all time. He wins a national title, and he wins the Heisman Trophy, and that was awesome. So yesterday, let's hear some of this.
His first take, Stephen A., L. Duncan, Cam Newton on the set.
I ask you, Cam, if you could give back that league MVP for a Super Bowl championship, would you do it?
Nope.
Oh.
Really?
Really?
Why?
Because you have to ask it through this lens. That was a very journalistic viewpoint or vantage point or response, Stephen A. Ask you this question, and, you know, just to pose this thought. What's more important, impact or championships?
Okay. I don't exactly. Yeah, I know. Let me just start with that.
Okay.
It's word salad. I don't understand what he means. That's a journalistic answer.
Journalistic answer.
Right. I mean, like, what's more important, impact, or what did he say at the end there? I don't know. Let's hear the next cut.
Let me remind you, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. Respectfully, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. So, yes, when you look at those guys and you say, okay, what's more important? Would you have preferred to win a Super Bowl? I think that that's the humble approach. But if we're being honest, the impact of you holding yourself accountable to say everybody has a responsibility to do. And you can say as an MVP award winner or an All-American, you've held yourself or you've held your end of the bargain down.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's somebody who thinks he's really smart, so I'm going to keep talking, and then I'm going to try to wow you with this, you know, really nuanced answer, right? I don't even know. I don't know what he's talking about. You know, it's the ultimate team sport, football. If you miss a block at left tackle, you destroy everything for the other 10 players. It's the ultimate do your job. And then he has some other rant about, you know, we just do your job. I did my job. So how could I say otherwise?
But for the sake of this discussion and his point, that's his that's how he really feels. The MVP is equally or more important than the NFL championship.
Easy to say because you don't have it. Okay? Aaron Rodgers has it. Tom Brady has it. Pat Mahomes has it. Peyton Manning has it. Eli Manning has it. Matthew Stafford has it. Okay? They are legends that are phenomenal players and world champions. They have it all. They have both. Nobody's comparing Trent Dilfer to Cam Newton. Nobody's comparing Brad Johnson.
But that was his point, though. They've all got those trophies, and you would likely go ask them, would you rather have an MVP in the league, or would you rather have that championship trophy?
That's like saying, would you rather be 100 times better than you are? I mean, those are mediocre to below average quarterbacks. So you're saying to them, would you like to all of a sudden be a Pro Bowler for 8 years? I mean, like, that's not who they are. They're just players that happen to be on Super Bowl teams. You're supposed to want to win a championship, and your legacy would have been cemented as a great player. So maybe you didn't win the MVP. Maybe you would have been second in MVP. But you know you would have been? A legend. It's a total emptiness on your resume. It's an emptiness on your resume.
Go ask Matt Ryan, who
exactly
has an MVP.
Who has,
and he was 28-3'd.
Right.
So
exactly
I guarantee
right.
you his answer
and
is,
you are,
I would trade it all in
you would be,
that trophy.
Yeah. You'd be regarded differently in your city when you go back to Carolina. You'd have the only championship in Carolina Panther history.
There's no question about the Hall of Fame if you win that
yes.
Super Bowl.
And
there's
Cam,
no question.
Yeah. No, great. I mean, listen, it's just, I'm not even sure he believes it. I know that Cam Newton answers a question to try to rile people up. That's who Cam Newton is.
And by
is.
The way, that's what that show does. And in my opinion, they had a script in front of him. It was all set. I left that question in for a reason, and he had his homework done. But I appreciate, for the sake of a conversation, where they were going with it.
Yeah, no, it's a great conversation. Yeah. And it's great that somebody can be that honest, although I'm not exactly sure. I just think he. Listen,
with a couple
Cam,
of years, if you were to
Cam
say,
Cam is
man.
Trying to just always be the contrarian or find a different angle. I mean, come on, dude. We've been coaching our kids since they were 7 years old. You're supposed to want to win championships together as a team. And I've been with plenty of teams where the best player, and we go, you know, 4-8, and I got the best player in the league. And then I see another team go 9-3, and they got really good players, and they win it all. And I promise you, all those kids that won it all are having a lot more fun than the team going 4-8 that has a player who's the MVP. And so is the MVP. There's nothing better than being in a locker room and a shared moment and a shared vision and winning it. And if you want to suck up to Cam Newton like people like to, I don't know him. I've never, you know, sucked up to him. He's a phenomenal talent and player. He had a really bad moment in the Super Bowl. That probably bothers him still. He absolutely drives him crazy, all the money that Kirk Cousins and other guys, because he went out of his way to take shots at those guys. He wanted to get back in the league, right? He came back in the league with Carolina. It was a friggin' disaster. He was a disaster his final year. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929.
It's just a case study of literally back-to-back years of exactly the same thing happened. Cam Newton won the MVP, lost the Super Bowl. Matt Ryan, 2016 MVP, lost the Super Bowl. So they're two.
Yeah, winning. I mean, to win a world championship for the city of Atlanta, Matt Ryan would be not on the Mount Rushmore. You know, he'd be it. Never won a friggin' Super Bowl. Carolina's never won a Super Bowl. You can be a great player and a Super Bowl. What is that MVP? Like, what did that get you? Okay. There's been 70 MVPs in the NFL or 60, whatever. Okay. Nobody ever questioned that you weren't an unbelievably unique talent, right? Nobody would question that. But you don't have a Super Bowl, right? And why would you go out of your way to tell people, I'd rather win an MVP than a Super Bowl? Whatever, dude. Okay. Good for you. That's a bold, I know, you're so honest, you're Cam Newton. I'm sorry, but, you know, like, this is so on brand for Cam. 404-726-0929. Maybe that bothers people, but I just, you know, as somebody that's been around sports my whole life and coached, and, like, everything you preach, right? Like, what are we preaching here?
There's only 11 players in the NFL that have won the MVP and have Super Bowls. 11.
Wow.
You want me to name them?
Oh, yeah.
Bart Starr. Bradshaw, Mark Mosley, Lawrence Taylor, Joe Montana.
Mark Mosley, a kicker with
1982.
MVP.
There you go. Ridiculous. Not a good day for kickers, I'm just saying. Emmitt Smith, Steve Young, Brett Favre, Terrell Davis, Kurt Warner, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but by the way, we're saying you're not getting your MVP. You don't get both, you know? So you only get one. You're a great player, and you have a Super Bowl. Guess what? That's a legacy. What would Matt Ryan prefer? He's probably not going to the Hall of Fame. It's going to be really close. He's going to be regarded as an unbelievable player here.
It would take him T-minus one half a second to say
to get in
the championship.
If said he in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
Right, because that may get him in the Hall of Fame. But, like, so, I don't know. But we'll take call. People want to talk about this? Okay, let's open those. This is why we should have just stuck with Fort Fry and Tex-Mex.
Listen,
food.
There's a big controversy out there.
Oh, my God, that's right. The biggest discussion you'll hear in Atlanta radio probably this month is coming up with Sandra after the break. Sports Radio 92.9. .939 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sake Shapiro, Sandra Golden. All right, we got phone calls about Cam Newton, who's told you that he'd rather win a MVP than a Super Bowl. And that, listen, I went after Cam, and we'll see what folks say about it. But more importantly, there's something brewing online that I think, you know, sometimes you have to be serious. Sometimes you have to be a journalist.
Journalist!
And this is one of those times, guys. Everybody take a deep breath. Right. Go ahead. Tell me.
Well, something important happened yesterday in the state of Georgia. A legislation is being presented from the good folks in Dalton, Georgia.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
That the official bread of the state of Georgia be the cornbread.
The cornbread. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And as politics does a lot of times, it divides countries, nations,
very
cities,
polarizing.
States.
Very polarizing.
So the question was, aren't we a biscuit? This is literally dialogue that's I've read
online.
Yeah,
are we a biscuit?
Are we a biscuit state?
Uh-huh.
Or are we a cornbread state? I think we're all winners here.
Yeah. Here's what I think. I think we're a biscuit state that needs to pivot to cornbread, right? Like, does any state own cornbread?
Took dibs on cornbread.
Right, so if not,
how dare you?
If not, why not us, right? Why not us, as they say? What team had that motto? I don't know, some bunch of teams. Why not us? So if nobody's taken the mantle, I love both so much.
Two things can be true.
Right,
and
right.
A lot of great people on the Twitters have reminded me that you can have a biscuit in the morning and then you have a cornbread with supper.
Night.
Because you pair a supper with a good
pork chop.
Yeah,
but you
got to
choose one.
I'm going the bread of the corn.
Yeah. I mean, I love them both so much, but a cast iron cornbread with
please.
Butter on top, watch it melt through. Perfect recipe. Fort Fry will be in here, right? So I think, you know, why not us? Why not us? Why not own cornbread? Although I'll say this.
I see you, Whitfield County, and thank you for your efforts. A lot of things need to change in this state, and that's one of them. The bread of the official bread. Cornbread.
Yep.
I vote yes. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. The buttermilk is Buttermilk Kitchen on Roswell Road, which is probably the most famous biscuit place now. Have you been, Day Day?
Yeah, great place.
Dude, greatest butter jam biscuit combo on planet Earth. I mean, there's a reason there's an hour line every Saturday and Sunday.
Now, what makes it so delicious?
Dude, the size of it, the consistency, the denseness. It comes right out of the friggin' oven. You just slap a little bit of butter on it. You just watch it all melt. And you get a little homemade jelly. I mean, it is friggin' strong.
Those of you that have gone to Bahamar, it's my favorite place for my husband and I to go. There's a place called Marcus is the best restaurant there, in my opinion. They serve a cast to start your dinner. They just bring out this cast iron.
Yeah, no.
Whole place. Brown sugar butter that melts on top.
Yeah.
And then your night is made.
So we'll ask Ford Fry that big question coming up. Alex in Lawrenceville, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How you doing, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, State? How you doing?
Good, I just wanted
to say, man, biscuit, yeah. I mean, buttermilk, everything y'all saying is cool. But as far as the Cam Newton thing, man, I don't really believe he thinks that Super Bowl is more important than the MVP. But I think when you look up in the record books, he'll have that, you know, on his mantle for in the record books. Also, you have to look at it both ways. If Saquon Barkley doesn't win the Super Bowl and he also doesn't break the record like he did this year, how would these players be looked at in the longevity of it? And also, it is a team sport. But at the same time, we got to stop acting like Cam, even though on the back end of his career he wasn't good, But Cam Newton was a great player. You know what I'm saying? Cam Newton still made an impact. And when you look at legends,
he's a legend.
When you look, hold on 1 second. When you look at legends, you know, Julius Peppers, he's a legend, no Super Bowl. Steve Smith is a legend, no Super Bowl. These people are legends. He might not have been the ultimate legend.
Julius Peppers is not a legend. Nobody would say he's a legend. He's a nice football player.
He's not a Carolina legend?
Okay, he's a Carolina Panther legend. Okay, but the guys that win Super Bowls and are great players, they are legends, right? So thanks for the call. So
you don't think if you win an NFL MVP that you're not looked on as an NFL legend?
NFL legend. I know Julius Peppers not a legend. I know he's a really good player. Bruce Smith is a legend. He lost 4 Super Bowls. Reggie White's a legend. He won a Super Bowl, right? Lawrence Taylor is a legend. He won multiple Super Bowls. So you can be both, right? And they weren't MVPs. So LaDainian Tomlinson won an MVP. Sean Alexander won an MVP. Steve McNair won an MVP. Marshall Faulk won an MVP. Now, they're legends if they have both, which is you won a Super Bowl and you won MVP. So you have an empty – I mean – Charles Barkley is on that show, and they remind him every chance they get that your resume has an enormous gap. Yeah. And Cam Newton's Hall of Fame would not be that affected one way or another by being an MVP. He is a player that changed football, right? There's never been anybody that big, that strong, that great a runner, that athletic, that's ever been on a football field, okay? And Mike Vick wish he had the career that Cam Newton had. I'm not going to hate on the guy's career, but everything in sports is supposed to be about the collective effort to win a championship and be a great player. We didn't say if you win a Super Bowl, you're Brad Johnson. You're still Cam Newton. You got to take away the MVP, but you're still a legend.
Body of work.
Mm-hmm. You're a bigger legend because you got a Super Bowl with it. It's just Cam being Cam. Kyle and Noonan, you're on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Hey, guys. Love the show. As a South Metro native, I'm 41, been down here my whole life. The unfortunate thing about Cam is when we go back and look all the way back to Florida with the computer and all that crap, Cam is a narcissist. And he gets out there and he shows his ass on the field with those kids. And you want to talk about being a legend and leaving a legacy? Well, act like an adult and be a role model for all these children, especially on the South Side where you're from. I mean, that's how you become a legend and leave a legacy. I'll hang up now. Thanks, y'all.
Listen, it wasn't the first time. Maybe he's ultra-competitive when he's coaching those young kids in the 7-on-7, but I had heard from guys that are like, dude, I was just in Dallas. I think they were at the Cowboys Stadium, and Cam Newton just showed his blank out here, and he was banned from the building. I mean, that bothers the heck out of me as anybody that's been around young people and coaches. But, you know, that really isn't the conversation as much as you've had great interactions with him.
Always, yeah. And so. I mean, I was with the media covering Carolina, even when they went to the Super Bowl. But I ran into him at Maggiano's. He was couldn't be more kind, and I watched him sign and take pictures with everybody. He was lovely.
Okay.
So, and I always only talk about how I was treated by people.
Yeah,
so
I've heard otherwise, so that's a mixed bag.
Yeah, sure.
It's a mixed bag. It's not a mixed bag with Charles Barkley. It's not a mixed bag with Matt Ryan. It's not a mixed bag with a lot of guys. It's a mixed bag with him. Mm-hmm. So 404-726-0929. You want to talk about Cam Newton, who said, I'd rather win an MVP than have a Super Bowl. Says the guy who doesn't have a Super Bowl, right? I mean, okay, you don't have a Super Bowl, so you can. That sounds good. Charles Barkley doesn't sit there and go like, "I'd rather have my career and not have any titles." But you want the title. Right. You're that guy. Matt Ryan's resume, and you just said it. He probably walks into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Stafford and him, very similar career. Now Stafford's has gone longer, and I think the last 2 years has even solidified Stafford more. But for a while, they were equal. And then Stafford wins the Super Bowl. And Joe Flacco and Matt Ryan were equal for a long time because they came out at the same time. I don't think Flacco or Ryan find their way. I mean, Ryan's going to be so friggin' close because his numbers for his first, he was the first to do this, 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 and this early in their career. So getting that Super Bowl would have been different.
Yeah, I'll throw another name out there, a little older one, but Thurman Thomas.
Yeah.
I mean, look how many times those guys got there.
Andre Reed,
you know
Thurman
I mean?
Thomas, Jim Kelly. Do you know the city of Buffalo? Like, forget about it, you know? I mean, you know Reggie Bush is? Reggie Bush is a phenomenal player that never won a Super Bowl, that never won an MVP, that when he goes to New Orleans, he's got to be the king of the world. Why? Because Reggie Bush brought something to New Orleans that nobody ever thought they would have. And by the way,
the question, the microphone should be put in front of Lamar Jackson today, and he will tell you
100%.
You can have all of these trophies back.
You know who doesn't have?
So desperate for a Super Bowl win.
So I'm going to give it to you straight, Cam. I'm going to give it to you straight. Would you rather have your career or Drew Brees' career? And you'd rather have Drew Brees. Never won an MVP, Drew Brees, but regarded as an ultimate legend, Drew Brees. Nothing about him not having an MVP takes away, but what adds it and elevates it, and they'll have a statue on, you know, right at Jackson Square, is that Drew Brees has the Super Bowl that New Orleans never had.
Right.
And he's a great player with no MVPs. Because we just went through the list of MVPs. He doesn't have them.
Yeah, Drew Brees is one. Roger Staubach is another. Ben Roethlisberger is another. Troy Aikman is another. Eli Manning is another. These are all guys who've won Super Bowls but never won an MVP.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you that they wouldn't trade those Super Bowl trophies for anything,
no, because they're
anything
great.
Close
yeah,
to
they
regular
have both.
Season success.
They're great players, and they're Super Bowl winners. So easy for you to say, right? Anyway, sorry.
If that's for me, I'm not here.
I don't know what's going on.
Tell him I'm not here.
That's a fine right there. I'm just down $25. All right, let's do this quick.
Trevor Etienne admits to Dog Nation that he went back and forth, as we all know, because he said he was going to stay at Georgia, and then he declared himself for the NFL draft. But the love and the praise that came out of his mouth for Kirby Smart and how Kirby changed his game and upped his level against competition and just basic skills 101 and how Kirby's the greatest ever. And when I tell you there's a handful of players stake, and you and Rusty talked on this yesterday a little bit, of who wins Mobile, who wins the Senior Bowl, Trevor Etienne. Not only is he bright and funny and self-aware, he's a great athlete. So I'm pulling for this young man as well. Where do you stand on the kids?
Guilty!
Okay.
Sorry. No, what? Where do I stand on
the kids that come out of the smaller schools?
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm bringing up Marshall and I'm bringing up Mike Green, who has won the crown of Mr. Senior Bowl because he had 17 sacks at Marshall. He started at Virginia, was at Marshall. It just scares me. It just scares me. Falcon fans are falling in love with him because you're reading the headlines, and I'm not.
I don't know that Falcon fans are falling in love with him.
Have you seen Twitter? The Falcons, everybody's like, please draft.
Yeah.
Mike, please get Mike.
I think Falcon fans are also burned by hearing about smaller schools under the Thomas Dimitroff era and the Terry Fontenot era when it felt like we were trying to be cute as opposed to going, oh, he played at Alabama, sold. Played at Georgia, sold. Played at Clemson under the, you know, the height of Dabo, mm-hmm. right? So, yes, I guess it's a combination, too. And I haven't seen all the Twitter comments about that kid. But I don't have any problem with the smaller schools. I don't have a problem with it. I just
say when you have 17 sacks and you played at Marshall and some of the teams that you played were Southern Miss and St. Bonaventure. I mean, I get it. You played at Virginia Tech, Ohio State.
How did he do in those games? What's the film look like?
0-1, one against Virginia Tech, one against Ohio State. So I get it. I just wonder if they're empty calories. And this guy may be the greatest player of all time. But as a Falcon fan, I don't know if you guys can relate, but I love that you found somebody out of South Dakota Community College. I would rather you look up the road or even the SEC. I'll give you five schools to pick from, which makes me pivot to Jalen Walker. When we started talking about Jalen Walker's stake, and I want to say about a month ago, he was projected to be around at 15. I saw him going 18. I saw him going as high as 13. You will not find a mock draft now that has him above 10.
Yeah, I was
like 9 and 10.
I think
he's
we,
off the board.
I think we were in those early mock drafts, wishful thinking about the notion that he would drop to the Falcons.
Exactly. Latest news is that ESPN is now going to ACC extension with that contract to 2036, and they're also making nice with both Clemson and Florida State, so everybody's going to be in the league. We're all going to be happy. We're going to televise all the TV.
Well, what does that mean? They're making, I mean, so ESPN is trying to make nice? Or
yeah,
the
because the payouts are going to be more where they should, what Clemson and Florida State was asking for, not $30 million behind the Big Ten and the SEC.
Yeah, well, I mean, an ACC contract without Clemson and Florida State doesn't have the same value. So, also, there's not really a leg to stand on.
I wonder if you could give a monetary amount to what Bill Belichick brings to the ACC. Because I was thinking about this, about North Carolina and all the pub and what, you know, it's a sexy get to
say the very least.
But I wonder what the monetary...
I will say this, though. They go 7-5, and then they go even 8-4 for 2 years. He will be an afterthought, right? It'll be like Bill Walsh going back to Stanford. Nobody will care. If he gets out of the gate next 2 years.
Well, the players that he's getting, and imagine the NIL money, that North Carolina's got deep pockets. Those blue bloods up there are paying for these kids. So it's an interesting conversation. So
listen, ACC's got some work to do for sure, right? I hate to say your school is the one that's killing them. I mean, if Florida State is not Florida State, that kills, because you know Clemson.
1 year does not. I mean, I've never seen a fall off in my lifetime of 29 years old that I've seen a school from going 14-0 to
They just need to be closer to Florida
State.
They're
going to be back this
year because Clemson's going the wrong way. Miami.
You keep saying that Clemson just landed another great.
Why do I say that?
Class.
What's their last 3 years been like? They couldn't even compete.
Oh my goodness!
They couldn't even compete last
against
year
against Georgia. I mean, they
what do you mean?
Year.
I'm talking about the playoff game. They weren't in that playoff game. They may think they were, but what was it, Texas who smoked them? All right, we'll come back. I think Ford Fry's here. We got other stuff to do, so I don't care either way.
That's right.
Sports Radio 92.9.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
.10:03 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ford Fry, legendary restaurateur, is going to be live here. We're going to talk about Super Bowl parties and recipes. He owns like some of the most popular restaurants in the city. He's coming in live in a little bit. And Sandra, we've worked together how many years?
20.
20-something years. You should know better. You should know better. Like, I'm just going to say it. You screwed me. You screwed me good. It's like Bo Bach. Bo Bach used to say things on the air. Hey, he says, Bobby Cox, one of the worst managers of all time. I said, Bo, that may be the dumbest thing. And then we talk about it. He goes, you set me up. You set me up. When I'm going on a tangent like that about Cam, which I feel strongly about, and then somebody calls Julius Peppers a legend, and I go, he's not a legend, when he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, four-time first-team Pro Bowler.
Yeah, but Julius Peppers took a stray, and I didn't even have time.
I know.
And now the internet is crushing.
I know. Well, the internet is right.
Yeah.
I was getting myself lathered up, right? And by the way, I owe that caller an apology. Because he was right. Julius Pepper is a legend.
Yes.
And he's one of the all-timers.
Yes.
And then I went on about Reggie White and Bruce Smith. So sometimes you're just wrong just because you have a microphone in front of you. And
Julius Pepper is a legend.
Yes, he is.
He was a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I'll do better. Like I tell my wife, oh, yeah, I'll do better. I'm sorry. You're right. I should expect more from myself. And it's over, right? Hopefully.
That is a great way to concede a fight.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. I mean, just what
you
am I going to do?
You should have a TED Talk. That is excellent work.
Yeah.
Excellent work.
Anyways, a couple of quick things. We'll get to Ford Fry in a couple of minutes. He's going to be in here and make everybody hungry or something or tell us all kinds of stuff. He'll play buy or sell, actually, is what's happening. But let's talk about Trae Young. If you're listening to us, you're obviously an Atlanta fan. I hope Trae Young absolutely snubbed. No other way to put it. He is an all-star, but he's not because Tyler Hero's in over him or Damon Lillard's in over him or whoever else. The Hawks, this has been one of the worst 2 weeks this franchise has ever experienced. This is one of the worst 2 weeks.
They've lost seven straight now. They fell from 4-9 in a matter of seven games.
Yep.
It's a disaster.
Jalen Johnson out for the year in the same stretch.
Surgery.
And now Trae Young yesterday.
Trae finds out at 6:30 last night that he's not an all-star, and I am quite sure it bothered him to the point of he missed 11 of 16 shots last night.
Here he is finding out.
I mean, top 24 players, best players in the league, supposed to go there. And they're not getting the top 24 best players. They're missing one. So I was an all-star before tonight. I'm going to be an all-star the rest of my life. So regardless if I'm an all-star in the day.
Yeah, he had a number of other things to say. He says, you know, I'm getting trade. That's going to be the new expression.
He said he's not getting snubbed. It's trade. T-R-A-E.
Listen, coaches.
Also, he leads the, if there's any silver lining in all the articles of greatest snubs, he is one.
Yeah, Sabonis also in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Tyler Hero, you're not starting a franchise over Trae Young. I've watched a lot of basketball. He is a absolute unique talent, passer and scorer. There are only a few guys. Nate Tiny Archibald led the NBA in scoring and assist. Trae did that in college. Obviously, that was his magic in high school. He is a unique, seminal talent, and the coaches don't like him. And he talks to the refs too much, and he didn't play great defense.
So the reserves were picked 100% by the coaches. Speaking of coaches, I wish you were the Hawks coach last night when he was asked about Trae getting the snub. You would have gone off on a rant and mentioned
Julius
Peppers.
Just support my guy.
Right.
I would have been talking about cornbread and Julius
Peppers. I don't know what Quinn Snyder was doing, having a Zen moment and some coffee talk and maybe doing some yoga, but this was his answer.
I'm extremely disappointed. It really, there's so many deserving players, and this has feel very strongly about the players that did make it, that they're deserving. But that also doesn't preclude me from feeling the way I do about Trae. I feel like he's had, you know, I haven't coached him for that long, but I feel like he's had the best year of his career.
I just
wanted him to be a little bit more.
I could not agree with you more.
But.
You know what if I was his boss, Tony or somebody, it's like, get a little fired up. That's our best player. That's one of the greatest players in franchise history.
Be a great lobbyist for your guy.
Show a little emotion.
Ooh, this is what I want to know. Are these votes transparent?
I do not think so. It's a great question. We would know otherwise.
Right.
But listen, you couldn't have been snubbed by the Olympic team any faster.
Yeah, right.
Like the Steve Kerr, yeah. Eric Spoelstra's. It's got to be weird. Grant Hill, who's a partner in the Hawks, he chose the Olympic team, right? Grant Hill's the ultimate arbiter along with the coaches. Mm-hmm. So Trae is not well liked in certain circles, and that's not with other players. Although other players, you know, maybe sometimes had an issue, but they know what he is. I mean, they know what Trae Young is. I mean, come on, dude. The guy's had two games this year. He went like 22 and 22, he had a 30 and 21.
I just feel like if you lead the NBA in a category,
yes,
and he leads especially the entire NBA in assists,
and he doesn't score 10 a game, he leads the NBA and he scores 20 a game.
Right, right.
I know from an all-star. That guy's an all-star. So, anyways, Ford Fry is here. Rocket Farm Restaurants, right?
That's
the name
right.
of the big company. He's building out this friggin' empire. He rolls in here. He doesn't have a care in the world, right? Everything good? How you doing?
I'm good.
Nice to see you.
I'm good.
Let me go through the portfolio, make sure I get it right. Little Rays, Marcel, Little Sparrow, Optimist, Super Rica, Bar Blanc. Am I missing anything? Oh, yeah, 246.
Beetle Cat.
Yeah, where that burger's going on, right?
That's
so
right.
I did that right off the top of my head, right? I can't mention like a last year's Braves lineup, but you asked me to give his lineup. let me ask you a question. Did people eat and drink at a ferocious pace this holiday? December's like a monster month.
Yeah,
for you guys.
Yeah, it was great. How'd you know?
Because I talk. That's what I do. I talk to restaurateurs. I have buddies who run restaurants. They're like, dude, they just were spending, and then they kept spending, right?
It really was.
So,
yeah.
So what is it about Atlanta's in a good place, the economy, right?
I think so.
The holidays are just everybody's out eating and drinking, taking out clients, taking out family, not thinking about anything other than just, you know, celebrating.
The election was over, too.
Election was over,
and we're sick of hearing about it, whatever side you were on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does that look like compared to other Christmas or Decembers, right? You just sensed an energy?
Yeah. You just feel it, I think. You know what I mean? And, you know, our company is big on bonus. Like, I started the company saying, I want people to make money. Who people work for us? I want them to hit their bonus. And we were talking, maybe quarter one, we'll see our first bonus in like 2 years, you know? And then all of a sudden, December was like a rock star month and everyone hit their bonus. I'm like, sweet.
Does that mean GMs?
All the GMs, the chefs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Anyone's salary, corporate office, they all.
By the way, I didn't mention St. Cecilia.
Oh, yeah,
right?
St. Cecilia. Yeah.
Right. So
I didn't know that was your name. Yeah.
So
gracious.
People talk to me about building culture, having, you know, owned a couple of companies. It's like, I'll give you culture. If you make more money than you've ever made and you have fun at your job, you just build culture, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you have one or the other, that's nice. It's nice to have fun, but I want to get paid. It's nice to get paid, but I'd like to be fun. If you have both, the energy in the restaurant is tangible, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what you guys just had.
That's right.
How is dry January effect?
Yeah, good question.
Because I was out and about at Little Sparrow on Tuesday night.
People are not dry.
It was packed in there.
Yeah,
but today's
yeah.
the last day.
But
congrats, everybody.
You're telling me you haven't felt that, restaurants, the dry January? January is always the slowest month anyway, right?
Yeah, and we hit those snows, that kind of, you know, the shutdowns. Those will get you, but it's like, yeah, it's okay. Just take it. Move forward. But then the Mart was here.
That's right.
And chicken pluckers are this week.
Yeah, that always does it,
right,
too.
So I will say this to the young ladies. When I used to know that business pretty well, because Cheetah used to be one of our biggest clients at 790 The Zone. And what I try to be a journalist. Journalist! And I would ask the young ladies, in kind of an exploratory fashion, what is the most successful week of your year? And invariably, it was the Chicken Pluckers Convention, which is... You know, 99% men rolling into Atlanta, right?
Steak is flowing. chicken.
Not chicken, right? The steak is flowing big. Yeah. Ford Fry is with us. He owns so many of the best and most popular restaurants in Atlanta. He'll play buy or sell coming up. Very important question. The Valentine's holiday.
Mm-hmm.
People think, wow, this is so great for restaurants. I've talked to a lot of restaurateurs who are like, just... You know, swallow and hard and get through the week because it's not going to be easy. So all your tables have to turn into twos, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
A lot of people that aren't used to dining out, right?
Yep.
I mean, I know you don't want to be condescending and you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But how big? Is that a great week for restaurants? Is that a tougher week for servers? Like, how do we like Valentine's in the restaurant business?
No, I think it's good. I mean, it's like whenever. wherever it falls in the week is really what determines. Because, you know, if it falls, you know, on a weekend night, that you're going to hit it all in that one night. But if it falls like on a Monday or something like that, it's actually really good, because what you do is you just the people are coming in Friday, they're coming in Saturday, they're celebrating on all these off days,
and Monday
they'll hit Monday too,
right? Yeah. And Monday's normally, like, you know, a lot of restaurants aren't even open Monday.
Yeah.
Not a lot,
yeah,
but
yeah,
there are
yeah.
certain ones, right?
Yeah.
So where is it this year? When not?
I don't know.
Friday. It's a Friday.
That's
but
right.
Maybe that's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, so this will be kind of probably a normal year.
A Sunday night, that although Sunday's probably not going to see it. Because if you're taking your wife out on Sunday, and you said it's on Friday, it's close enough, right? What if you're trying to tell your wife, like, let's go out February 8th for Valentine's? That doesn't play, right?
If you're first dating, that will definitely not fly.
The most juice, I've been in Atlanta 30 years. The most juice I've ever scored from another person. I told you, I hook the Big Tigger morning show. He needed to get into Marcel. Mm. That's why this guy got on the air. I was like, listen, you give me a reservation, you can host the show for a week, right?
That's a big pull. I like
that.
I
walked
that.
Upstairs. I've never been hugged like that before by another man.
Nice.
A table of two at Marcel. If you can't get some serious action when you got to date it, when you got to, right? Do you guarantee guys will get hooked? Will hook
yeah,
up
or their check,
when they walk in?
Their check is free, yeah.
Yeah. You're like, dude, yeah. Marcel, it's guaranteed.
That's
all right,
funny.
We're going to play buy or sell Fort Fry.
And people are asking about the steakhouses. So y'all need to go over all
so you want me to do my
greatest steakhouses in Atlanta.
Best steakhouses, mm-hmm. They're asking. Then was my Julius Pepper, what do you call it, apology?
Yeah, it was a retract. We
my
retracted.
Retraction, yes.
I already put it on the Twitter, so yes. You have retracted that silly statement.
All right, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. /10:24, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden Ford, the head honcho at Rocket Farm, which is a spectacular group of restaurants here in Atlanta. That, let's be honest, an underrated food town that we still don't get. And Michelin Guy, they're making it better, but Michelin Guy kisses other cities that doesn't match up. Just listen, you won for Super Rica, right? What's the award? Or a couple of awards.
Gourmand for Super Rica?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Any others?
Marcel and one more.
Do you notice out the Michelin Guide stuff?
I don't know.
To a degree.
I don't know.
As much. Like, if you win the actual, I don't, you didn't win a star, right?
So No.
But, like, for Atlas, which is a super bougie, fancy place, and Freddie Money, I love, kick-ass chef, great dude. But that's a real special, special night out. Yeah. But when they got the Michelin star, it they doubled their business, right? So there are those folks that are literally come into a city, or they're staying like, and they're
I think
just,
so.
And then there's the whole omakase thing people are obsessed with, which is like the
Gazoon type.
Yeah,
Little Sparrow got it too. Forgot.
Oh, Little Sparrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about tacos. No, let's talk. So, so the growth around Little Ray. So those of you who aren't familiar, Little Ray started on Piedmont. The new location was over there by, what is it, Northside Parkway? Or how many locations are there?
There's four.
What was number two?
Number two was North Creek, which is right there by Houston's off, you know, West Paces, Northside, whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's the second one in Atlanta. That's crazy.
So it's like if you pass Houston's and you're heading to the ballpark, you guys are off to the right in
you'll see our neon sign. You hang it right into this office complex.
It's an off-ramp.
You never think about it, but it's got a massive parking lot, which is
so you really had to say to yourself,
"Yeah,
Are we destination dining? Like, are we? It's not like on Piedmont where you're rolling thousands of cars, right?
Yeah.
And I think the brand for Little Ray. I could just talk about the Atlanta Eats office when he opened. We were in Buckhead and all. Cool young people, which I'm not one of them. I was like, dude, Little Ray, that place is
great.
Sick. The breakfast tacos, they'd be all hung over and they'd be on the way to work, right?
Yeah.
It's like maybe steak won't know how hung over I am if I go to Little Ray and I just hammer like three of those breakfast tacos. What's the best? Give people the two best tacos, breakfast and lunch at Little Ray.
Man, I tell you, this is the you got to be in the know. You know, there's a off menu. There's no, you don't, we don't, we don't talk about it, you know, until I'm on radio. Then I start talking about it.
Oh,
but we have like five items. But the one I get is I call Costra style. Okay? Costra style, I think, was started by, you know, probably like a Mexican little food stand right outside a club in Mexico City. Costra style is when you put this, you know, a mound of cheese down on the griddle and it starts bubbling and it makes this cheese blanket. So if you were to get like a carne asada taco or a chicken taco or even a shrimp taco and say, hey, I want it Costra style, they'll put the cheese down and put that inside a tortilla, and it just bubbles in there. It is money.
Wow.
It is so good.
So we can just say that, Costra style.
Costra style.
Okay.
Yeah.
For breakfast or lunch?
I mean, I do that for lunch. Breakfast is just the breakfast tacos.
Explain what it is. Just describe it so people can get hungry.
The breakfast tacos, yeah. I mean, breakfast tacos are something that, you know, I grew up in Texas, and it was like, you could get breakfast tacos everywhere, every day of the week, you know. And we tried to do that here in Atlanta, and it was like, okay. Atlanta was more of a weekend thing, so we do breakfast tacos there. So think, you know, a handmade flour tortilla, you know, packed with migas. I like migas, meaning like, you know, fried corn tortillas sauteed with the eggs and cheese, jalapenos, and then put inside this really soft, puffy flour tortilla. Mm. And then whatever meat you want, you know, I go for, man, the pork belly. Oh, baby.
Wow.
I do that. And then all the different sauces. And it's just, oh, and then the pancakes. The pancakes are actually the Super Rica pancakes, but they're at Little Ray. They're just a little smaller.
So what's the key to a great pancake?
What's syrup. The key? This syrup is like crack. I mean, it's like, am I allowed to say the word crack?
What's the syrup?
It's a buttermilk syrup. You know, so everything that you are not supposed to eat is in that syrup.
Yeah,
it's so good.
It's like Kevin Rathman once said to me, and then we've talked about it. He's like, you don't want to know what's in those in that cream corn. My job is not to keep you on a path.
That's right.
My job is for you to eat something.
Yeah.
And then literally think about it for months, like, I need to go back and eat that, and like become almost like addicted to like the you know, create that sensation.
Yeah.
And the cream corn,
It's the cream corn.
Yeah, whatever he calls it. It may have another name. But like, I don't want to know what's
cream crack.
Like, so if you don't understand that with Houston's, which is the Hillstone Restaurant Company, and I don't want to get too into the minutia here, but they will never put calories on their menus. You have to have more than, is it 20 restaurants?
Yeah, something like that.
So, and the FDA makes you put calorie count. Well, Hillstone's, which is Houston's and other city, it's Honor Bar and other city, it's just called Hillstone's, the same menu. But they're like, we'll never put our calories on there because we don't need you to know what the spinach dip is. We need you to love it, right?
That's right.
So they change their names after 19 and then open 19 new restaurants and change it another.
Is that true?
Because they're never going to want to do it.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, that you know, Kevin doesn't want to tell you what that calorie got.
No.
And what do you think of that whole notion of having to put calories on?
No, it's just you're there to splurge. You can you make it up the rest of the week. It's fine.
Yeah. Like we needed McDonald's to put their calories to teach us, like, maybe it's not that healthy all the time.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you.
Exactly.
Breaking news. Let's do buy or sell. Pigs in a blanket is a superior appetizer. Buy or sell. Pigs in a blanket. Buy or sell.
As an appetizer.
Pass around. Super Bowl party, you walk in.
No, I'm going to sell it. I'm going to sell that for appetizer. For breakfast, another story.
Pigs in a blanket. Mm-hmm. How strong?
Ah, yum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if you're at a bar mitzvah and they don't have a pigs in a blanket, I would just walk out.
Now, let me get this straight. How do the Jewish people feel about pork?
Most of them feel fine, unless you're kosher.
Okay.
And, you know. Buy or sell, the customer is always right. Buy or sell.
Sell.
They're not so what's the right. What's the nuance there, though? How do you teach your team?
Man, I tell you, you know, a long time ago, I started with the Ritz-Carlton, and you walk in the back door of the Ritz-Carlton, and there's a logo above, there's a saying above the back door right by the dumpster saying, we are ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. So it's the same thing. The customer is not always right. You don't want to dog out your customer, but you don't want to take your customer and dog out your staff.
You
got to protect your team.
I like that. We're ladies and gentlemen serving
ladies and gentlemen. That's good.
Yeah.
That's like the Notre Dame thing you hit on your way
exactly.
on the field.
Right? That's
exactly
it.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, serving ladies and gentlemen. Perfect temperature for a cheeseburger is not medium rare. Buy or sell?
Sell.
I think it's medium rare.
It depends on what kind of cheeseburger. If you got a smash burger, which are great, you know what I mean? Then it doesn't have to be medium rare. If you got a thick burger, medium rare all day long.
Yeah. People started convincing me about medium that more flavors sink in. I've always been like, I ate a burger on camera and it was super pink and people were freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
But right?
Oh, yeah. I just posted one and they blow me up. They're like, you got to cook that all the way.
I know. No, I same here. By the way, the Beetle Cat Burger is my next burger. I'm looking forward to that, right?
It's a good one.
It's like a New York style thick all deal.
Yeah.
Buy or sell, the most important item to prove a barbecue spot is the pulled pork. The best judge of a protein is the pulled pork. Buy or sell?
Sell.
What is it, brisket?
Brisket.
Yeah.
Brisket's a lot harder to cook. Yeah.
Okay. So you learn more there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Is this a perfect depiction of a real kitchen?
Why do you hire idiots? Do you like working with idiots? I'll do better.
Say yes, chef.
Yes, chef. Can you handle this? Is it too much for you? Answer me.
I can handle it.
I can handle it, chef.
I can handle it, chef.
12, 10, 36. Fire, 18, don't quit my 36, count.
Sorry, 3, chef. 8,
52,
13,
14.
29, chef.
Why are you serving?
The bear is a perfect depiction of a real kitchen. Buy or sell?
Sell.
It's not right?
No.
Because what?
Is that I mean, yeah, there is some of that. You know what I mean? There is some of that stuff, but I never experienced that. I mean, there's some of that that's true, some of it's not. But, you know, there was depiction there in that show of just unorganized. You know what I mean? They're not playing
chaos. Anything.
Chaos. You know, it's like, I would have quit. I would have walked out.
By yourself,
I'm glad to hear you say
your
that.
Biggest fans who spread the gospel are usually between 21 and 30. The biggest, loudest fans, buy or sell?
I'd buy that.
Because of what, social and everything else?
Yeah, social, yeah.
Little Ray got that, right, Little Ray's?
Oh, yeah.
Butter makes everything better, buy or sell?
Oh, buy, pretty much.
You have a favorite type of music to cook to, buy or sell?
Buy.
Is there always music in the kitchen? Try to be?
No, not in the restaurants, maybe at home.
Okay.
Little Willie Nelson.
What about when you're prepping before the shift?
Some people do. You know, it's about the staff.
Willie Nelson, is that what you said?
Willie Nelson.
That's
house.
On brand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
on brand.
Yeah.
Lobster rolls should be with mayo version, not the butter version. Buy or sell. A great lobster roll.
Ooh, what if I do both?
No, you got to pick one. I know what I want, but.
I take mayo.
Yeah. Is that considered the New England style?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, real quick. People prefer a fat chef. Buy or sell. I mean, you were much more approachable when you were fatter. I mean, it is what it is. But
I'd say sell. I don't know.
People prefer a fat chef. Buy or sell.
Yeah, buy.
Okay. Texas barbecue is not number one barbecue. Buy or sell.
Ooh, sell.
Finally, Mexico City, one of the most underrated food cities in the world. Buy or sell.
Buy.
That's what I've heard.
Wow.
I've heard it is a culinary. What makes Mexico City so awesome?
It's like New York on steroids, I hear.
Wow.
You know, and it's cheap.
Right.
You go into a nice restaurant, it's cheap.
Yeah, that's Mexico City, people say
value.
The flavors.
Yeah.
All right, that's buy or sell.
Good job. That was great, you guys.
Thank you. We'll come back more Ford Fry. We're going to talk about Super Bowl parties.
And I need some steakhouses. We're not even kidding. We got that on Twitter, so you guys
all right, we
got to
go.
Talk.
Sports Radio 929.
Bye.
Ten 41 Sports Radio 92.9. Ford Fry is here. Fabulous chef, restaurateur. Sandra's here. Fabulous diner. Decent chef. Pretty good chef, too. And I'm here. And I'm just sticking up for Trae Young when I can and, you know, roasting Cam Newton. What else? And what else is the big game of the night tonight? You don't have one, do you?
We're going to go with tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Georgia going to No. 4 Alabama.
Okay. They need Sandra to pull off a signature win.
This is going to be it. They were so close with Auburn at home. They're traveling to
they're
Tuscaloosa.
They're going to beat Alabama.
They have no chance. But they're going if they pull this
wow.
off.
Wow. Yeah. And they also they got Florida at home. That's a chance. They got A&M on the road. That's a chance. They got Mississippi State. But this they're going to need something, right, Day-Day, if they're going to find their way into the tournament.
Yeah, cuz right now still sitting at just those two quad one wins.
What does Lenardi have him in or out? I don't know. You have him in or out, G? Joe Lenardi's got him in?
Yeah, as of right now, Joe Lenardi had him in. Last one I saw was Monday, Tuesday. They're a 10 seed.
Okay, and they won since then. So that's our big game of the night on Sports Radio Night tonight. So, Ford Fry, give me some like great Super Bowl. If someone's host, my buddy Brandon, who has this fabulous house, and I decided you're going to have a Super Bowl party. And he doesn't have kids, and he's got... awesome wife, and they love to entertain. And I just tell them, like, you have a sick house, we're having a Super Bowl. He's like, okay. So, and I was like, I'm going to invite everybody. You'll pay for them, but I'm going to hire the food as well. And he's like, okay. So I'm trying to, what's perfect Super Bowl type food?
Junk. Anything junk. It is my green light to eat cheese and hot dogs
and wings.
Nacho and wings. Anything.
How does Ford Fry make a great wing? What's the key to a great wing?
I like to, you fry it. I mean, I'm straight up like Buffalo style. You fry it, and then there's two ways. Okay. You normal classic Buffalo style is you fry it just naked, just fry it. And then you toss it in your Frank's hot sauce, but you got to mix some butter and a little vinegar in with it. That's like real deal right there. Or you do it little Ray style, which is no joke. It is smoked. Smoked, and then you deep fry it. And this is kind of Fox Brothers style a little bit. But then Little Ray tosses it in salsa matcha, which is this peanutty dry chili salsa with the jalapeno cilantro ranch you dip in. And that is pretty money as well. So you should have both of those wings.
So you should have both of them going.
Yeah, both of them.
Cook them on the egg or cook them?
Cook them on the egg.
Cook them on the egg.
I love the egg.
I'm going to tell you my absolutely... What's the term for like a cheap hit or whatever? Guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
The ultimate is an onion dip. My sister-in-law makes it. Like, dude, I'm going to tell you that I could sit with a good Ruffles chip and clean out.
You mean like a sour cream and onion dip?
Yeah. No, an onion dip. You make it with sour cream.
With the onion packet.
Yes, right. Even that. The Lipton onion packet, the sour cream, the massive amount of mayo. Gosh. Like, dude, I love an onion dip. Anyways, all right, couple of things. Let me give you our three strikes, then we're going to do some of our best steakhouses in Atlanta because they're clamoring for it, right? They're clamoring, you just have to deliver. Here's our three strikes questions. Number one, your favorite place on earth for a steak dinner. Your favorite place, no boundaries. For a steak dinner, the car you or your family owned with the best memories. The car you or your family owned with the best memories. You asked me why. I said we got a guy named Ford. So we got to do a car thing. And finally, an athlete that deserved more appreciation. An athlete that deserved more appreciation. Your favorite place on earth for a steak dinner. The car you or your family owned with the best memories. An athlete that deserve more appreciation. All right, we're ready to do the steakhouse. These are some of the best. I think Atlanta does steakhouses better than anybody. And now Ford is in the mix with Bar Blanc, which, by the way, if you don't know what it is, it's steak frites. You sit down. The only thing you answer, what's the only thing they ask you?
Just what temperature. What temperature you want your steak?
So they bring you a fabulous salad. Then they bring you these ridiculous fries.
But the bread.
And the bread.
Warm bread. As big a bread with all these different butters. Insane. Oh.
And then the steak and the frites.
Yeah.
And then when you're done with that, they bring another plate of it, right?
Yeah, but the frites are nonstop. What is with the sauces? That is the key.
Yeah, so you have aioli or bernaise.
Oh, my gosh.
And
your homemade ketchup, I believe.
And what is
it? No, Heinz ketchup. We'll do a Dijon mustard, too.
What's it cost?
It's like $50 for all of that.
And you get double plates, two plates if
you
want?
You get all you want fries.
All you want for fries.
Yeah.
Like nonstop.
But it is a big portion of steak. Is you it can't 8 or 9 ounces? That's a lot of steak.
Really? Yeah, you can't eat more fries. They're pretty rich.
Oh, my God.
All right. So I'll put Bar Blanc in the mix as well. The rest is alphabetical because I'm going off my article here. I'll give a shout out to Steve Barrero. Great dude. 101 Steak in Vinings, right? They do a fabulous job.
Yep.
And he's a great restaurateur.
Yep.
Has been for years.
Yep.
So 101 Steak. Arnett's Chop Shop in Brookhaven. They found some dumpy road. What is it? Apple Valley Road. Our buddy Michael
Arnett.
Arnett.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Very sexy. Beautiful. I love the bar upstairs.
Yeah, me too.
We're staying alphabetical. Bones is still the OG, right? I mean, I prefer the atmosphere at Chops, not going to lie to you. I like a little darker room, a little more energy.
More than Lobster Bar?
I like both.
I like Lobster Bar.
Yeah. You like down there. That's a sexy room.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another place you want to get hooked up. You want to get it taken care of after. Like, you go to take him a Lobster Bar. Cabernet Steakhouse, one of my favorite guys in the city, Richard Hawley. His brother was a legend, was the head chef, may he rest in peace, at Atlanta Fish Market. Cabernet Steakhouse, old school. They were the last guys where you could smoke those cigars in the bar. That's a hell of a bar there, right? when you walk into the
that's
left.
That's OTP. If you live up north, boom, that's your spot.
Tremendous place. A couple, C. Ellett's. Great job at the Battery, Linton Hopkins. You want a fancy dinner with clients? They've done a great job kind of modifying their menu right there. A couple of other places. Obviously, I already mentioned Chops. They do one of the best jobs, obviously, in town. Hal's, the absolute old school champion, right? People ask me, why is one restaurant successful and another isn't? I go, okay. Well, when you go to Hal's for the last 25 years, guess who you see sitting right by the kitchen, right?
You.
Well, if you get invited to Hal's table, which is a table, it's a high tabletop right by the kitchen where Hal sits, he is the ultimate host, right?
Yeah.
Over the years.
The key there is what I hear, it's the stout drinks. They pour heavy drinks, I hear.
There's no martini like it.
Yeah, that's
if you have a second,
you're drunk after
you
one.
Have a second martini, you're in bad shape.
Yeah.
If you have a third, you're immediately will be taken to rehab. So they'll just exactly. have the car. Kevin Rathman's Steak. Maybe not a better, more elegant place to have steak in the city of Atlanta. Right on the Beltline, get a drink out there.
And that's where the jalapeno cream corn is.
Yes.
That is a must.
Yeah. The jalapeno cream corn. H&W Steakhouse, new in Norcross. Haven't been yet. Everybody's going crazy. A Wagyu dish. It's amazing. It's Drew Butler's spot. And they just opened for a Friday lunch. You been there yet?
No.
But you've heard about it, right?
Yep. Oh, yep.
Oh, look at this. Superstar chef and operator Ford Fry has delivered one of the most expensive but spectacular restaurants in Atlanta with a food and vibe second to none. Marcel, steak tip, veal parmesan is stupid delicious. Is that a fair assessment of the place?
Yeah.
So now you get two places. New York Prime, love these guys, the Green Bombs. They have one of the best steakhouses ever right there. They have a six-pound lobster that comes out in a red wagon, which is insanely cool. I love the Ruth Chris location downtown by the stadiums in terms of the bar and the vibe. And I know the family well that owns that. They do a super job as well. And who am I missing? I think that's about it. Highland Tap, old school, Virginia Highland.
Oh,
still
that's
a great place
great
for
call.
A martini.
And a great steak.
Super affordable. And Il Premio just opened in the fourth hotel. Have you been there? Have you heard about it?
Uh-huh. Is it an Italian steakhouse?
Yes, Italian steakhouse.
Yeah.
And my buddy Steve DiFilippo, Davio's as well. These are some of your places. That's Steak Shapiro's list of steakhouses. 404-726-0929. How are we doing with calls here? Are we ready to rock and roll? Are we doing everything we're supposed to do? Sandy, you're the arbiter.
You did a great job.
Okay. Please tell me that more. I'm very insecure. Very insecure.
Julius Peppers is online.
Right. I see that Ray Young just retweeted my Trey Young. They retweeted or just like it? I'm not sure. But Ray Young and I, which is Trey's dad, have built a nice relationship online. We should get him in studio, Day-Day. That would not be hard. I'm sure they are not happy, the Young family. And by the way, Trey Young's little boy might be the cutest.
Oh, my gosh.
That sure kid is the cutest kid ever. All right? Sorry, Jason Tatum. We got a cuter kid than you do. Let's do this. Have you been to Peter Luger's Fort?
No.
Have you been to Burns in Tampa?
No. I've heard about all of
them. What's the greatest steakhouse you've ever been into in the world?
Oh, God. I mean, I'd have to say Keen's in New York, just because of the old
school,
and all the pipes on the ceiling and all that.
Where's
it's
the
super cool?
Where was the New York restaurant where the mob hit was? Where literally is a dead body, right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
I think it's Sparkly. If you can look that up, G. Dead Gangster Steakhouse,
nice.
New York City, which by the way raised the profile of that place. Amazing.
Did they leave the body lying on the floor?
Yeah, it was a full mob hit right in front. I think it was, you got it?
Sparks Steakhouse?
That's what I just said, Sparks. Yep. All right, Chris, give me your favorite place on earth for a steak dinner.
Papa Brothers, Dallas.
The car you or your family owned with the best memories?
Berrick Electric, 225.
An athlete that deserved more appreciation?
Alvin Harper, Dallas Cowboys.
Thank you, buddy. A little Texas theme there, right?
Texas.
We used to have a Grand Wagoneer. Do you remember back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
I think they brought that car back. You got a car in the family?
Man, we had this Pontiac. Remember the Pontiac station wagon that had like the door on the back that go down under the car, and then the window went up or something? No, it went down in the door. It was like a garbage truck back on it. We had a little seat back there. That was it.
The bucket seat or something.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get Jason in Atlanta. Jason, what's your favorite place on earth for a steak dinner?
Yeah, Chianti Tuscany. Dario, the butcher of Tuscany, had dinner there the night I got engaged. It was the best meal I had in my life.
Wow, that's a fancy.
It's on.
That's a
look up Chef Table on Netflix. There's a whole like.
Oh wow. Okay. Hey, what's the one car in the family that you or somebody own with the best memories?
96 Explorer was my family's car, so great memories there. And then it was also the car that was given to me first, and there are some memories that I don't want my family to know anything about.
Yeah. You indoctrinated that car, I'm sure. An athlete that deserved more appreciation.
Probably the most underrated two-sport athlete, and he was right in our backyard for many years, Brian Jordan.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh, that's a good one.
And a great guy. Matthew in Canada. Hey, Matthew, what's your favorite place on earth for a steak dinner?
That's going to be Wagyu Mafia in Kyoto, Japan.
Damn, we got fancy listeners. Hey, give me the one car in your family, you or your family, that brings the best memories.
Definitely an early 2000 Suburban, like 2002, 2001 Suburban.
An athlete that deserved more appreciation.
I think I'm going to go with Matt Ryan. I think he got a lot of online hate and comments and stuff while he was here, and I felt like he was always an elite quarterback.
It's like that girlfriend. We didn't know how good we had it until they were out the door.
Exactly. I think we didn't know how good we had it.
Ford Fry, check out his restaurants. Don't ask for a reservation on Valentine's Day, though, right? Locked up.
You can try.
You can try. You never know.
Yeah.
It's like that ticket. Wait till the last minute. You may get lucky.
I get it on Instagram. They say at Ford Fry Instagram. They're hitting me up and like, oh, they make up some reason. I'm like,
really sick. It's my girlfriend. She's not going to be around much longer.
Yeah, yeah.
I need 8 o'clock at Marcel.
Try Bar Blanc. You don't need reservations, right?
No,
great call,
spot.
Sandy.
That's a late night spot.
All right. Thank you, G. Thank you, Bo. Thank you, Day Day. Sandy, I'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Thanks for making the steakhouse part of your day. Bye.